This is KCUR. After years spent battling mold, rats, and absentee management, the residents of a public housing complex in Kansas City, Kansas, are being given a chance to move out. As KCUR's Eleanor Klibanoff reports, some of the 350 tenants are excited, while others say they'll believe it when it happens.
At one end of the Rosedale neighborhood in KCK is KU Medical Center. At the other end, up a steep hill, sits Rosedale Ridge. These apartments are a housing project, a last resort option for people that need a place to live fast, like Javon Swopes.
They're like, bring your money. HUD's going to pay for your portion. Just sign on the dotted line right here. Mm-hmm. Knowing behind them, you know, they got problems up the yin-yang.
5 years ago, Swopes was on the run from her abusive partner and ended up in a homeless shelter with her three children. When Rosedale Ridge was able to get her into an apartment in 3 weeks, she thought she was saved. But the first apartment they gave her didn't have a working refrigerator or a stove at all. She's moved units twice and found the same conditions in all of them. Mold, water damage, electrical fires, vermin.
They won't fix anything. They won't make sure the kids are safe. They won't make sure things are taken care of. I just don't understand how you can have all of this money, all of this power, and not want to help people.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, provides funding to the owners to maintain housing projects. Rosedale Ridge is owned by a company called Creative Choice. Since it's based in Florida, the company hired Yarko, a Missouri-based firm, to manage the property. Jonathan Cohen, the CEO of Yarko, says his company wasn't given the funds they needed to do that.
We spent not only all of the income that we were able to obtain from the rental sources at the property, but money of our own in order to complete repairs that were appropriately required of the owner by the Unified Government and HUD.
HUD should be providing enough funding to make all necessary repairs. Creative Choice said they didn't earn any money off of this property, so it's not clear where that federal funding went. Diane Richardson-Spate, a former services coordinator at the property, says the squabbling is irrelevant.
Yarko wants to make claim that it's the ownership's fault. Ownership wants to make claim that it's Yarko's fault. From my perspective, it's both people's fault because everybody knew this was happening.
In March, Yarko and Creative Choice severed their relationship and a new management company, PPG, was brought on. Creative Choice declined to be interviewed for this story. But with or without enough funding, Rosedale Ridge continued to take on new tenants, continued to get funding from HUD, and continued to pass inspections by a hair or fail and pass on the second try.
Literally 4 times a year, all of the doors would be painted, all of the doors would be fixed, there would be mulch laid everywhere.
But inside the units, conditions deteriorated to the point that residents started calling HUD and the Unified Government directly, fearing for the health of their children. In September, signs went up around the complex saying that the building had failed an inspection and everyone would have to vacate within 30 days. That didn't happen. But finally, at the beginning of April, after 7 months of failed inspections, HUD terminated their contract with Creative Choice. Everyone was going to be moved out. Ed Manning, the Kansas City HUD director, met with residents to deliver the news.
Ain't nobody gonna change their mind?
No, I'm not changing my mind.
So we get to go for real. I said, so we get to move for real?
For real.
Rosedale Ridge residents were going to be given tenant-based vouchers, meaning the funding would be attached to them, not their apartments. They could take those vouchers anywhere a landlord would accept them. Javon Swopes, for one, was ecstatic.
My pastor, he owns houses and stuff, and he's willing to take a Section 8 voucher. You know, when he heard the news, I mean, it was kind of bad how it happened, but, you know, excited for me that I'm able to go somewhere else.
As excited as she was, Javon was also nervous about leaving Rosedale Ridge, a place where people understood what she had been through.
If they've already had their lives already going and everything, and then I come into the community and it's like, I might need a little bit more help than others, and that might be something that they might be, you know, kind of looking down on.
But it turns out she might not have to worry about it at all. Remember that HUD meeting the first week of April when Ed Manning said this?
Don't sign up for anything and don't terminate a lease here until the relocation folks come. Unfortunately, I don't have that today when it's going to be, other than to tell you it's towards the end of the month or the beginning of May.
Well, it's been 6 weeks and silence. The relocation specialists from HUD haven't shown up yet, nor have the vouchers. Creative Choice was just given a 30-day extension on their rental license appeal to prove that they're making renovations. As school lets out for the summer, residents are left with as many questions as before. All they have is the word of HUD, the rumors swirling around Rosedale Ridge, and according to Javon Swopes, at least, hope.
This is going to get turned around for the better, for us. This is going to work. This is going to happen. You stand in what you believe in.
And she believes she's going to get off that hill, eventually. Eleanor Klibanoff, KCUR News.